Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates. We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes.
Really?
Scarehouse, welcome back to the We Got The Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gody.
And no Mickus this week. He's away celebrating his wife's birthday, I believe. You've probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We Got The Chocolates. That is a win, as in it does mean to win. We Got The Chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
Does it?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, so. That was the whole idea of naming our show that.
Never thought to change.
Hey, we got a little listen to the chocks to start from Max, actually, regarding something that we've talked about recently on the podcast.
Hi, guys. My name is Max and I'm calling from the UK. Just want to say thanks for everything you do. And this is a bit of a further on Mix's colorblindness skepticism. So colorblindness basically saved my life. I was at school and one of my mates who needed extra learning support, I think they called it, came out one day with these colorblindness tests and was testing everyone, and I couldn't see any of the numbers on it. I was like, what are you on about? Anyway, so I went home and told my mum. I think I must have been like 11 or 12 at the time, and she absolutely refused to believe it, and she was just saying it was complete nonsense. And to prove it, she booked me in for an eye test at the optician's. So she went and called up the opticians to book it, said she just wants a colorblindness test, and they were like, oh no, we'll do a whole eye test. And my mum was like, no, he just needs colorblindness, that's all he needs. And they were like, no, we'll do it at the end, don't worry about it. So we got there and they went to start the normal eye test, and my mum said, you will do the colorblindness test, won't you? And they're like, yeah, no, don't worry, that'll come at the end, don't worry about it. And so then they started off, and I don't know if any of you guys have ever had your eyes tested, but basically you sit in a darkened room, and they put this giant letter up on the wall, and that was the only letter from the whole test I could see, and turns out I was very short-sighted. So thank you, colorblindness, basically.
There you go.
Okay.
So thought he was colorblind. Turns out he was actually just
full-on blind.
Just blind. Yeah. Yeah. I actually have had an eye test, and they're weird because it feels like you're going really well. Like at the start, they'll show you those letters, and you're like, oh, I'm a gun. Just like, what is this
I can read.
Yeah, what does this row say? Like, oh, A, C, D, blah, blah, blah.
M-A.
And then they start putting like the changing, like the... Yeah. Like the blurriness of it or whatever. Yeah, like obviously
they put a different lens in.
Yeah, they put a different lens. You're like, oh no, I'm not going as well here as I thought. And then you get to the end and hey, you need glasses for when you're up close. It's like, oh damn it.
I think everyone needs glasses though, don't they?
I don't know. Mine, well, she said mine had got progressively worse since my last eye test.
Because we've done it twice.
Yeah.
And your last one was like, you actually needed quite a decent prescription, didn't you?
Yeah. She was like.
Who said that?
couldn't see.
Okay.
Well, why do all mathematicians wear glasses, actually, Skin?
I don't know.
It helps them with division.
Oh.
That's not bad, though.
That's fine.
Fine. Sure.
Skin, did you have a story? You and Mickus had a mare or something on Friday, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I didn't know I was telling it, but.
You can if you want. You don't have to.
Yeah, no, last Friday, it felt like I was back in primary school. You and I drove to work together, and I picked you up. Drove to work, popped out of the car at work, went to get my bag out of the back seat of the car. Wasn't there. Genuinely forgot my backpack. Had to drive all the way home, which I did. an embarrassingly large number of times at school. I think like maybe three or four in a year, I remember. I just forgot the whole backpack.
Yeah. What do you mean? Just left the port?
Yeah. Like, you know how some people are like, oh, no, I forgot my lunch.
Yeah, which I also did yesterday.
Whole bag.
Just forgot his backpack.
Yeah.
But we used to zip tie people's backpacks to the bus on the way home as well. So they'd like, the bus door would open and they'd like walk with their bag and it'd get stuck.
You also used to zip tie a cricket bag to my bed when you would come to my house. Cricket bag that I really didn't want.
You weren't even there.
I'm not sure how you got in the house.
I think I let him in.
She was like 13. I was like ringing him.
Hey, mate, you up to much? I don't really want you to hang out. No, really. No,
nah, really. I've just got something I need to do.
All right, let's hear from another Chalky, because joke of the week. They are sent in to us on the Chalk line, which is at wegotthechocolates.com.au. The audio joke this week is from Luke.
G'day, Chalks. I've got a joke for you today. So, did you know a lion would never play golf, but a tiger would? Now you do one, Skin.
Great finish. Great
finish. How old is Luke?
He does it. He sounds quite youthful. Yeah. Sounds in his prime, you might say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, did you see Tiger Woods memes going around on the internet of where Tiger Woods is shaking head with a tree?
Tiger handshake Woods. Well, trees are in the woods, aren't they?
Well, yeah. But
you would know that, Skin.
Yeah.
But it was a legitimate photo.
He drives
it. Isn't there a bloke behind the tree once? Wise?
Yeah, there is a guy behind
the trees. Don't actually have hands.
Sorry. Obviously, I was meaning instead of a Photoshop job, not as in...
Yeah, it was just a spectator or something behind the tree. Yes,
okay,
mate.
All right, just a spectator.
No, it wasn't real.
That's what I was...
Yeah. It wasn't real hand. It wasn't actually trees with hands.
Yes, no, I understood that. I was asking whose hand it was and I worded it poorly.
How do we know whose hand it was?
I don't know. I thought there might have been more context to the story. I didn't know. Anyways.
It was Prince William's.
Okay, thank you.
It was Theresa Green's.
Okay. Could I get to the written joke?
It was the Loch Ness Monster.
You've got more people. Okay, great.
No, you go to the written joke.
We'll interrupt you again.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, written joke comes in from Angus Daly.
Oh, he sent that in last week.
He sent it to me quite regularly, this bloke.
Every 24 hours he sends it in.
No, his brother Angus Weekly, actually.
His distant cousin Angus biannually.
Yeah, he actually married Theresa Mayle, so now it's like the Daily Mail.
Why are there all these Theresas?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of Theresas.
Who are these people?
Mother.
Okay. Just got a pirated copy of that Bohemian Rhapsody film.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been recorded in a cinema, though, because every couple minutes, I see a little silhouette of a man.
Good work, Mitchell.
Oh, I really hate those jokes that have been getting on my performance.
I think you've got the perfect voice for the low part of that song.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put you in for Galileo.
I stopped for that reason.
Yeah.
Or Newton.
You wouldn't put him in for
Newton.
Oh, Newton. Yeah.
The scientist.
Nice. Yeah. Joke of the week, that was brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. They do have 5 great tasting beers, which are being sampled here at the moment on the MIDI, in fact.
Great merch.
Very good merch.
Oh, yeah. all right, Lethal, something you were brought up in conversation with us the other day. I think it was after our wildly successful footy game. If you've missed that sort of story, we ended up playing for Gympie a couple of weeks ago against our own team, Alex Hills, and lost by 198.
Yes.
And while we were there, we got copped a fair bit of sledging from the grandstands.
So much sledging.
From the Gympie supporters.
Their supporters, who we were playing for.
But doesn't the scoreline just reflect, just like, you know, I don't need this.
But also they were sledging us, even though we were playing for them. It made no sense.
It was very strange. And like... people that I didn't even feel I was necessarily any more athletic than. It's like, why are you not on the field? Your team's got 13 players. I don't look in any better nick than you. Like, get on the field, man.
Why are you there drinking beers and we're here playing for your team?
Well, because they're not idiots.
Yeah.
Good point. But yeah, anyway, so we copped a fair bit of stick throughout the game. I can't remember. I don't know. They sent some rogue stuff to us, I think to you in particular. But one of the things that was regularly getting shouted out was that sort of Bambi on ice, couldn't hit the side of a barn, those sort of sledges. Yeah. Essentially just different ways of saying we're very uncoordinated, right? Which we always get a bit of a chuckle out. I think Genghis, you brought up the giraffe on stilts one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, giraffe on stilts. Yeah, you saw nice. Matt Renshaw that when he was like young and like running into field, look like a giraffe on stilts.
My
favorite one was
pretty good description.
Brad, our coach, like my wicketkeeper coach, when I was young, Brad Murphy. If there was a wicketkeeper that he didn't rate at all, he would say like, "No, mate, he can't keep. He casts spells on them." Put his fingers up like this, just say like, "He can't catch at all. He casts spells on."
He gives him the stop sign.
And then we also used to have, it was like, I'm pretty sure this was him again, that he used to like say, yeah, no, we call him the, I think I've told this before, but it's like, yeah, no, we call that bloke the vet because he puts everything down.
Oh, crikey.
It's disappointing.
Yeah. Okay. So we were just essentially looking for a few more of those sayings. We put it out to the jockeys. I think Lethal, you chucked it on the story the other day and we had some sent in.
Good.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. Firstly, if you're talking about someone who's a bit uncoordinated or stupid, maybe the kind of guy who would hide behind a window.
It's very good. I've never heard that. That's a great start.
I've never heard that. Maybe if you're talking about your wicketkeeper again, the ball skills of a lesbian.
Yep, I have heard that.
I have heard that one.
Yeah,
perpetual blooper reel.
Nice. I'll take that. Mm.
This poor bloke was once told his bowling action in cricket was that of an epileptic emu.
Holy Moses.
It's deep.
I've heard frog in a blender.
Frog in a blender. Yeah. Paul Adams.
Yeah. Paul Adams. I've not heard epileptic emu.
Mm. Nah. Okay. This bloke wrote skin. That was slightly insulting.
Slightly? It's your fucking name.
Thanks, mate. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Your bowling, your sidearming is uncomfortable to face in cricket in the nets.
Awkward.
Yeah, oh, horrific. So bad.
Those type of like
big from up above the head, like big.
From 11 o'clock sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how I do it. I don't know why I do it either. It's
no one wants to face him in the nets because you either get hit in the ribs or the snag.
I've been to bloke thrown to me like before a second 11, Aaron James.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
168 kilometers an hour. Like we're playing like a green top in Tasmania. He's running and just fucking seeing us. I face two balls, like out. I want half volleys and I want them at 104 kilometers an hour. Like, yeah. This isn't helping me.
That is literally all you want before you bat in a game. Though.
Let me whack a few back at you, mate. That'll do me. Yeah. I don't need to be facing Mornay Morkel this morning on a synthetic.
Very fair. Okay. If they fell into a pit of boobs, they'd come out sucking their thumb.
Yep.
Oh, that's good. That was a coach in the UK. It says that.
Really?
I don't know who he coaches, but he's like a football coach in the UK. We've been sent it before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. That makes sense.
Hand in a bucket of rocks and pull out a diamond, that sort of thing.
Nice.
That's when you are lucky, isn't it?
That's when you are lucky, yeah. Non-lucky with the reverse, hand in a bucket of diamonds and pull out a rock.
Hand in a bucket of diamonds and pull out.
Dwayne Johnson.
An echidna.
Yep.
That would be rough.
Yep. That would be. Yep, that'd be pretty unfortunate. Anti-dextrous? I really like that.
It's good. To be dexterous is just mean you're coordinated.
Yeah. And then like,
and if you're ampy,
I thought it was both,
isn't it?
Yeah.
But I think if you're just dexterous, that's
having good dexterity, like you're a good writer, good hand skills.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. Thank you.
But then there's also tablets called Dexies, which I don't think are related.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. They keep you awake more, I reckon.
Do they?
I've read about them in Daisy Jones and the Six.
I just finished watching that TV show. What is it?
Did you watch that TV show?
Yeah.
Davy Jones and the Six.
Davy Jones and the Six.
Oh, Davy Jones is locked.
That was Maya you were talking about.
I haven't read the book.
Is it Daisy?
Daisy Jones
and the Six. They were a big band in the 70s or something, maybe.
I'm pretty sure it's fictional.
It's not fictional.
It is.
It can't be.
It is.
Really?
Where's Charles?
Like very loosely based on Fleetwood Mac, I reckon.
Yeah, right.
Oh, dead set.
I think so. That was my understanding.
The whole book is interviews. Who are they interviewing? No one.
Correct.
It can't be.
They're interviewing fictional characters, I'm sure of it.
No way in the world.
Okay,
Dave, I'm going to need Dave, the producer.
Charlie's
having
another fucking day off.
Yeah. There's no Migas. There's no. Well, Dave's over there. Can we get anything from him?
What do you got, Disc?
Yeah, it says it's historical fiction novel by American author Taylor Jenkins Reid.
Yeah.
You wouldn't read about
it. Ironic.
Wait, historical
fiction novel.
But historical sounds like it means history.
Yeah, but it's
Game of Thrones is a historical fiction novel.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah. So it's like fiction based in the past, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Incredibly unlucky. Anyways, confused as a chameleon in a bag of Skittles. Couldn't pour water out of a shoe if the instructions were on the bottom.
It's good.
Come on, hit us with the best. Keep coming,
Skid. One more, Skid.
One more.
Pick your best one.
Only has a hand to stop it raining down his neck.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Alrighty, one of our favorite segments, guys. Let it change the plot. And we've got a great jingle. Bang.
Let it be, or is it C? It might be D, or is it G? A change in words of movies, letter Z.
It's beautiful.
Very nice.
Skin, you rarely sing along with us for some reason.
I can't wait till we sing that at the wedding.
That would be the one I reckon we should sing at the wedding.
That's okay.
You know, I said, that's okay. You don't mind if we do?
No, I said, you don't have to do that. Don't stress yourselves.
By the way, Skin, wedding this week. That's big.
Yeah, Saturday.
Nervous?
Only about the public speaking part so far.
Yeah, it's not like you do it for a living or anything. So.
You public spoke on the weekend. We hosted an awards night. You went fine.
Yeah, and I hated it with a passion.
Excellent.
It's good to see it's growing on you.
Only 4 years in. You'll get better. But no, anyway, in this segment, we take well-known movies and we change one letter in the title to make it a completely different plot.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so it's a very exciting segment. We've actually got some sent in too by the Chockies, which I'll get to, but we normally try and get the pianos out of the way early because there's obviously a couple.
And who's written them?
I've got one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have any.
I've even got like a little description for the porno.
You do? Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. Cruise liner traveling from Europe to America crashes while passengers are mid-orgy. The Titantric.
That is exceptional. I loosely only know what tantric means, I'll be honest.
I don't know it at all.
Okay, excellent.
Oh, yeah, of course, Dave's all over it.
Of course, Dave's over there grinning like a Cheshire cat.
What is
like,
it?
Oh, someone finally go to you speak
like,
my language.
It's sort of a form of like yoga sort of style, but you used like your energy that you've got and then put it into your performance. Have I got that semi-right disc?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Excellent. Perfect. That's what I got.
Anyway, it involves nudity, obviously.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we just loves it. Anyway.
All right. So have you considered, instead of Thor, whore?
Which letter's that changed?
You're just taking the T off. To a W?
Yep.
Oh. Forget about the E. It doesn't really change the pronunciation,
the T to a W. And spell the word incorrectly.
It's loose. It's loose. It's loose. Any plots for that Thor?
I didn't get that far. My plot was a porno.
It's a good plot.
Excellent. Yeah.
People would watch it, I'm sure.
Not me. I'm just saying that. Other people would.
People who are into that type of stuff.
Yeah, someone.
Exactly. Do you want to give us your
Do you want mine?
Yeah, and then we'll go to the Chocks to finish, I reckon.
All right, here you go. I'm going to do plot first. A young man has a huge obsession with going around to random birthday parties and ridding the party of the birthday balloons by bursting them.
Mm-hmm.
Poppenheimer.
This is easily my favourite segment. It's not even close. All right, Skin, you obviously saw that movie earlier about the master electrical apprenticeship becomes a hero after stopping all the lights in a hotel building that are making noises that keep the city awake. Silence of the Lamps.
Now that's good gear. And a great movie. I would watch that. People need to be making this. Yeah, why are they not?
It's silly. Why are we not too, by the way?
Have you got another Skin or do you want me to go?
You just did Hawk.
I can probably do some. No, you go, actually.
All right, here you go. A young woman is intent on making sure a man does not fall in love with her and knows that the only way to do this is to avoid ongoing fireworks in the bedroom. Consequently, she makes each and every time they sleep together weirder and weirder.
Nice.
How to lose a guy in 10 lays.
That's nearly the porno one.
Yeah, it probably should have been early. I apologize.
This is a bit of a stretch. You'll love it.
Okay, good.
All right, a story of a car whose horn only plays one song over and over again. Life, oh life. A streetcar named Desiree.
What?
Desiree's the singer of Life.
Yeah, oh, right, okay.
I told you it was a stretch.
I know the singer. I don't know the movie.
What's the movie?
No, it's a story of a car.
Okay.
A streetcar named Desire.
Okay.
Here's the movie. Oh, stay with me, boys.
Sorry.
Stretch.
Apologies.
Yep.
I had some mediocre looking adults treat themselves to a makeover.
That's good.
Blown ups.
Oh, that's pretty. Have you any more, Gibbs? You
got I'll go to the Chalkies ones.
I got one more, okay, and then I'll go to Chalkies. All right. The story of competing anesthesiologists working their way through med school. Numb and Nummer.
Yeah, that is the top three we've ever had. That is outstanding.
Yeah,
I kind of wish that was the end, but let's get some chunky ones.
We've got a couple of ones. All right. I'm going to reverse these. The tumultuous history of the Chandler's ancestors as they all strive to achieve greatness and power through sarcasm. The Lord of the Bings.
Chandler Bing.
Nice. Very good.
Good.
All right, the story of a disgruntled tradesperson trying to get an invoice paid by a client, Bill, who's moved address. Bill.
So to Kill Bill. Yeah. Nice. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Three more. All right. Dr. Lara Croft performs an abortion. Lara Croft, womb raider.
That's a stinker.
Oh, crikey.
Womb raider.
That is so good. Can we cut that out, please? That's fucking terrible.
Wakanda is in danger, but the king can't be bothered dealing with it in Slack Panther.
Very good.
I don't know if I entirely get this one, but a far more informative non-fiction guide for enthusiasts, Fantastic Breasts and Where to Find Them. That's instead of Fantastic Beasts,
right? Yes. Yeah. And Where to Find Them, which was quite fictional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we're not sure. It could have been historical and fictional.
Yeah. Game of Thrones-esque.
That's right. And then a rather boring movie about power tools that keep running out of battery. Dead Tool.
Disappointing.
I don't think it is.
The story of Skin's ongoing battle to convince Mikus to be vegan again. You've got kale.
You've got mail.
You've got mail.
That's changed a lot of letters if you want to spell it correctly.
He's even put in brackets the original title.
Cody, can we do one more that I thought you'd enjoy Skin was of it? Lee and Cody.
Oh my God.
Lee and Cody going as underdogs to the Joke Olympics. Cool punnings.
We'd probably win, actually.
Obviously. Jamaica, we have a bobsled team.
Yeah, and Jamaica, me thirsty with that type of gear, Gibbs.
All right, Skim. Well, let's go on to a story that was perhaps Jamaican you crazy, actually, that I saw across the weekend. It's really just the same joke.
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
It's not about humour, though.
So you can't Jamaica gear that gear up.
Could you just like slightly change the punchline, though, Skim? That's all we're asking you to do when we tell you to do one.
Yeah.
If you're going to match our intensity, you could just like almost tell the same one.
Okay.
Don't do it now, though.
Yeah. I'm not going to.
Just think about it.
Yeah. I could have done that for 7 hours the other day at the Bucks, and I refused to participate.
We were on fire.
As per. Anyway, not sure if you saw this story, but it gave me a good chuckle throughout the week. A truckload of crayfish was accidentally unleashed onto a Perth road in a bizarre traffic incident today. A load of live crayfish spilled onto the road at a major intersection in Cardinia. Cardinia, hear about this one, Skin.
I did not.
However, it is unclear what caused the incident. Traffic on South Street and North Lake Road stopped as commuters whipped out their phones to film the sea creatures flopping around on the asphalt.
Glad you said phones.
Exactly. There you go. It's genuine. There's a few pictures there, just full crayfish in the middle of the road. Now, Skin, I've heard you've talked us through ghost traffic before. Mm-hmm. You've never talked us through crayfish traffic, which is probably poor by you.
Sorry. Yeah. It's so common, I can't believe it.
We actually rely on you to give us this sort of stuff, okay. So you need to just lift a little bit, if that's right with you.
I'll explain this to you. Traffic stopped because there were crayfish on the road.
No, that makes sense.
That does make sense.
That'll make you crazy.
Yeah, but even Skin, apparently people just gave up on going to work entirely because it was just a bit of a lost cause.
You happy with that?
Yeah, that's good.
It's like, that's a grin from you.
It's good.
But yeah, that's strange. I mean, great excuse to be late for work. As a boss, Skin, would you accept that, do you reckon? Or if you had thrown that back in your City Beach days, if you threw that to your boss, like, sorry, mate, yeah, I just ran late because there was crayfish on the road. How do you think that would have gone down?
I have no idea. No, not well. Although, I don't know. I was working in the city there, so you saw some pretty weird protests. Mm. Like, just at the bottom of our street, people would be like tying themselves and gluing themselves to the road and stuff. So,
Frost, I thought you were saying you saw lots of protests by crayfish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No. Better life conditions.
Sorry.
We're going to be tank yeah, it.
Sorry.
I
my tail.
Did not make the link between crayfish and protests very clear there.
Not
both,
really.
Both traffic jams.
But seriously, like, you guys are technically my boss in this podcast. If I ever said I'm late to work with you and you actually had a go at me, I would genuinely quit on the spot if you blokes had a go at me for being
yeah,
late.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing.
We work off your time anyway, Adelaide time.
Yeah.
That way that's my time.
Yeah.
We just work when you're ready to go.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can never be late.
That is true.
Skid, is it crayfish and a lobster the same thing? You should know that from your Bachelor of Physics.
Well, crayfish have nothing to do with physics, so I don't know in great detail. I'm going to say not the same thing, but like...
I think a lobster is like a crayfish. Almost,
it was good to see Dave's moving really quick over there to find out. Literally has not moved a muscle.
I thought they were like slightly different.
He's still looking at that tantric stuff.
Yeah, tantric.
Like almost comparable to like different breeds of dog or something is what was my understanding.
Well, my understanding was a lobster's a type of crayfish.
Okay.
All right. Well, it is important to know because I thought very quickly here we could do... a quick name storm just in case you had a pet crayfish.
And you're standing there without a name. So we'll give you one you can acclaim.
Alrighty.
Oh, can I just say for my name storm, I am banking on a lot of these animals being the same thing, just as a bit of a precursor.
As in, like, you've just called one a giraffe and said that it's a crayfish? Or-
no, if a hippo, if it goes in the lake, mate,
I
that's
haven't
not a crayfish.
That far. I'm not giving it away, but you'll know when we get
there. Okay. That's a long list again, mate.
All right, I don't know if I did that. I think I've gone more. I'll give you my first, which were Cray Charles and Macy Cray.
Nice, good. Okay. I've gone Gordon Bray fish and the rugby commentator, Gordon Bray.
Oh, okay. Yep, yep.
People will know who
that is.
Probably
a little bit lost on me, sorry. Yeah,
the seven people who watch rugby will know who that is.
You mean rugby sevens.
pottery cray.
Oh,
fish.
Yeah. Very good. I had Cray's Anatomy.
Yeah, nice.
And How to Save a Life by The Cray. Great song.
Nice. Yeah, that is a good song by The Fray.
Not a great song. But
you don't reckon that's a good song?
Nah, Stinger, they suck.
What else? Genius.
How to Save a Life, they sung. What else did they sing, The Fray?
Oh, that other one?
Yeah. That's How to Save Life.
Yeah, that's How to Save Life. Yeah, I don't know if the Fray sung much else.
No, they've got that other big one.
You know, heaven forbid we ask Dave to do something over there.
You found me.
Oh, yeah, that is that the Fray?
Lost in Insecure.
And Over My
me.
Head. Is that the other one?
Over My Head is a tune.
There we go.
Anyway, I'm going to move on to my next. Jacob Cray Fisher Harris.
And it's James, you idiot.
Damn it. No, but his brother, remember?
Yeah, he was playing reserve grade at the time.
He was playing reserve grade. Just signed for the Warriors.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was actually James.
Yeah.
And also Cray Fisher Barton.
Oh, yeah, okay. Nice.
Stretchy, but.
Yeah. $20 bill, the Rock Lobster.
Oh. What?
Well, lobsters of crayfish, so $20 bill.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice, yep.
And Rafael Nadal, the king of clay fish.
Oh my God.
That's very outstanding. That's very good. Do you have one better than that?
No, it's a stretchy one.
Because we were meant to save our best.
I've got a couple of stretchy ones to finish. But before that, this is my questionable.
This would be good.
Diary of a Shrimpy Kid.
That's
fine. With that.
I'm more than fine with that.
Shrimps are right.
Yeah,
I thought a shrimp was a prawn, but because they throw another shrimp on the barbie type of thing.
Yes,
even though we don't have shrimp over here, but that's fine.
I'm still very happy with
it. I'm happy with it. Very good.
Thanks. Well, that's that.
Mm. All right. Now, my favorite F1 driver of all time, a Creighton Senna. Is that all right?
That's stretchy.
That works, does it?
Creighton.
Yeah. What a driver. We watched the Senna movie the other day.
Decent.
It's very intriguing. Yeah. I mean, I had no idea who he was before watching the documentary. But I think I knew of him.
probably said his name too much sometimes.
Yeah. I only knew of him because I met Dave.
Dave the Brit. Dave no, shuck shit. But he actually knows a lot.
Give your bloody podcast a plug, mate. Formula Fields. Get around and listen, guys. Come on.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, true. Dave's on there.
Also listen to We Got the Chalks.
Yeah.
Well, you're already here.
You're already here. It's hard to do one without the other. My stretchy one, my stretchy one to finish. Gibbs, all the Ubers are booked out. Chewy, Howley, Yabby.
There's not much wrong with that.
Oh, Christ. I've got one. I don't know if it's any better. I'm nervous. If your old mate who's crashed his car, you might say, you might call your crayfish spilt on the Robert De Niro Road.
Crikey. The stretchy ones are good. All right, let's finish with a game here. Goaty versus Skin today in Not So Secret Sound.
Oh, guess that sound as we enter this round. Prepare for your ears to start ringing. It could be the sound of a bullet, a roaring T-Rex, skimming rocks or a bullet.
It's great to have a touch of Mikus in the episode. Glad I said in the episode. Crikey.
What? Can't make those jokes yourself.
About yourself, yeah. Well, sometimes, Skin, if no one else is going to do it for you, you're not going to take matters in your own hands. Well, yeah, you and joke in the same sentence never works. So we can't be waiting on you.
Except when you just go, Skin, can you tell the joke of the day?
Then he's got a written one. Yeah. There's a bit of prep. Yeah, anything with prep is fine. Except
more,
for public speaking. Also,
yeah,
it's that.
Yeah.
You were fine, though, Skin.
Yeah, I was
You're quite
fine.
Good at it.
I just didn't enjoy it.
What do you enjoy, though?
Yeah, well, give us your five favorite things in life.
Because we did famously
top
say,
of the list, like, not public speaking.
Okay, because recently we did say, like, that Skin's happy face and sad face almost
about
identical.
About 8% away from each other.
You know when people used to do those, like, spot the difference things in, like, magazines and stuff, where they'd be like, oh, find 10 differences here. Imagine if we just did a photo of your face happy and a photo of your face sad and said, spot the 10 differences.
A photo of Skin's won $20 million in the lotto. Photo of We Got the Chocolates take off the air. It'd be the same person.
Yeah. It'd be like literally identical.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Not So Secret Sound. It is time. Oh, this is good. It is time for an auditory adventure as we get into a thrilling round of Not So Secret Sound.
Thanks, Chad.
Sound. Keep your ears sharp and your guesses ready as you guys try to identify these sounds. Now, we've actually done these ourselves, myself and Dave, the Brit that knows jack shit. We walked around and we recorded our own sounds. So they're they're not a lot more nudio related.
Yeah, right.
As in all sounds will be something that you could hear in the nudio.
Oh.
So you might have to be a little bit specific with some of them.
Okay.
Sure.
Are you right with that?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Here you go. Now, buzzing in, essential here, please. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Here it comes.
Albert.
Oh, sorry. Yes, Skin.
That is a rug of some sort being flapped around. I'm going to go the putting green.
Oh.
No, Goaty. Anything to go? Skin, I can't quite give that to you.
I'm going to say it's the like a tea towel getting flung.
Nice. Okay. Both incorrect, but both very good guesses. It was actually that checkered flag right there that was getting flapped around. So you've almost got half a point each for getting the correct flapping. I'll take the flap.
Don't say flap again.
No, okay. Yeah, listen to that. I will take the flapping. So you're right with that. Yep. That was an accident.
We both get half a point.
You both get half a point. Someone keep count of this.
So we might as well just not give out points.
Yeah. So you both get 0 points. Yeah. So that we start the same thing.
We're on 10 each.
All right. Sound two. Here we go.
Oh, that's a golf ball if ever.
Skid. That's one of the great buzz-ins with the answer, which we do encourage.
One of the golf balls getting putted, I think you're fine.
We've never said that's not illegal, Skid, so you do get the point.
Hold on a second. This is a buzzing-in type of game.
Well, Skid buzzed in with the answer.
30 seconds ago, buzzing in is essential.
Okay, well, guess what? That's your new buzzer now, is you've got to say that before every answer.
Now, Goaty, can you? Because I could give you a point here as well, because I don't think Skin's been specific enough.
Oh, you've held the putt too. Congratulations.
Thank you, Goaty. Well, so no. 1 point
fucking
to Goaty
first time
as well.
For everything.
One all. Now, that was recorded here.
So we're both on 1.5. Each.
You're both on 1.5.
We're both on 15.
That's not bad. Well done. Okay, here we go.
Fuck.
This is a buzzing in type of game, you guys.
Yeah, well, you remember your buzzer?
I remember it. I haven't got the answer this time. Go again. Just. Oh, Albert.
That's, yep,
just
that's a not light your buzzer. Switch.
Sorry. Oh, it's a golf ball. I've ever heard one. that's a light switch.
That is a light switch skin. Well done. And is you it? Go out to a, yeah, it was light switch on. You're out to a 2.5 to 1.5 point lead.
That is.
It's just very just good.
Fantastic stuff.
I've got sound 4 for you.
Album.
Go.
Oh, geez, sorry. Skin, I heard you first, but then Cody's also buzzed in. Mm.
It's a tape measure being retracted.
Very Skin, good. You That's are unbelievable
answer.
Here.
That's a great
Skin
answer.
Out to a 3.5 to 1.5 lead.
Come on, this could be one of this... very few wins for Skin.
Here we go. I've got your fifth sound. That's a tough one, this, I thought.
Albert?
Yes.
Velcro from the cushion on the couch.
Godel.
Fuck.
Velcro from a like a manila folder scenario.
Now, there is... No. I don't think that's correct. I am nervous, though, and I'm going to play the final sound.
There's a sixth sound.
There is a sixth sound, yes. Okay. Here it comes.
Wait, why are you nervous? What's the...
I'll explain soon. I don't want to give too much away.
Zip it. Go.
Well,
that's Velcro. That's another piece of Velcro. Varying degrees of Velcro. I'm going to say that one's the folder.
What folder?
Like a folder where you put paper in.
Yeah, since when do you put Velcro?
I can give you half a point for Velcro. I can't give you a full point for folder.
So both of us get half a point for the last two.
No, because the previous one was tissues out of a tissue box.
Oh,
a tissue being pulled out of a tissue box. I was nervous because the next one being Velcro, I was like, please tell me David's not screwed this up.
Okay.
We
okay.
probably in hindsight shouldn't have put those two quite so close to each other.
No,
wow, yeah, I really thought that was Velcro. Okay, well, I'm going back to the couch, the cushion in the couch.
Okay, also incorrect.
Is the Velcro on like the mic?
No, it's the Velcro in that Billabong wallet right behind Skin right there.
The loser wallet.
It's a Velcro wallet. Skin, that's unbelievable. You have won our not-so-secret sound game.
Come on.
It sounded like that was secret to people fucking running the game.
Skin's got the chocolates there, unfortunately. As it turns out, who would have known? Velcro wallets and tissue boxes sound incredibly similar,
right.
Which is a shame.
Okay, and I've also got you're in for a tweet.
Yes.
Oh, we had an idea for the new sound effect. Which sound effect do you want? Do you want the record scratch?
I personally prefer the tweet, but
okay.
I mean, you've got the buttons.
I think there was another idea soon as well. I'll find it. Okay. I don't even know if the tweet's still on here.
There aren't record scratch. There you go. And by record scratch it is, obviously, mean that's a tweet. Okay. Buying frozen pizza from the grocery store is such a lie. Oh, I'll save this for when I don't feel like cooking. Surprise, surprise, day one. Don't feel like cooking.
Very good.
Perfect. Rightio, that is another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. We would love you to get in touch with us at We Got the Chocolates, wherever you are on social media. And Skin, piece of homework this week. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking a little voice message on the chalk line at wegotthechocolates.com.au. If you've got any stories, how we use that listen to the chalks as the story this week. If you've got anything like that you want to share with us, it could give us a bit of a chuckle. That would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, like it. All right, magnificent. That's your homework for this week. Remember that if you are out and having a laugh with your mates, then you're absolutely getting the chocolates this week. We love having you here. We'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Stumps. Love you. Love you.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.